Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. Hello, friends. We have a fantastic day of training today. Not a barbell in sight. Today is quintessential linchpin, one of those days that would be so easy for people not to program for themselves. That's why you trust me. Here we go. Sprinting. Sprint days are amazing. Here's what we have on the docket. For time, you're going to do 5 50-meter sprints, then 3 400-meter sprints, and then you're going to finish it up with 1 800-meter effort. Now I have, obviously make sure you're well warmed up, the hammies. I have stated rest as needed between all of those sprints. Last time we did this was February 16th, 2021. You want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, see what your times were, see what your rest periods were, see if that was appropriate. But if you're curious as to how much rest that you should take, go ahead and listen to Linchpin Conversations number 140 regarding rest periods. iTunes, Spotify, On the Cross at Linchpin, YouTube channel, you can find it all there. But rest periods are critical, and critical to a day like today. And what exactly you should take is kind of your call. Whether you're working on pure speed, or you're working on stamina and you're dealing with the lactate that's built up into your body, that's up to you, which is why an educated athlete is what we want to develop here at Linchpin. So check out Linchpin Conversations number 140. Can't run, no worries. For a bike or rower option, this is what you're going to do. For calories, 5 intervals of 15 seconds, just pouring your heart into it, on the bike or rower. Resting is needed, obviously. Followed by 3 90-second intervals on the bike or rower. Finally, by 1 3-minute window, yikes, on the bike or rower. We've got super fitness robot times today. For the 50-meter sprints, doing each one in 7 seconds or less. The 400-meter runs, 1:25 or less. And the 800-meter run, 3 minutes or less. More likely times for the 50-meter dashes, 10 seconds or less. The 400s, 2 minutes or less. The 800, 4 minutes or less. Scaled option, we just removed the 800. So by removing that one part, we reduced the volume quite significantly. So the scaled option is 5 50-meter runs or 3 400-meter runs. Now, of course, you could, if you were up to the volume, just do the prescribed workout of the day and just ratchet your intensity down a little bit. Or maybe, you know, high intensity sprint, followed by a lower intensity, followed by a higher, followed by a low, and you could modulate it there. So the options are kind of limitless. Limited equipment option and the no equipment workout today are the same as the prescribed workout because no gear is needed. Accessory work, optional as always. L-sit, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes, video showing that, or sandbag or a D-ball bear hug static hold, accumulating 3 to 5 minutes in that bear hug position. You choose the load. The second part of the accessory work is a new little treat, the banded march. The goal is to accumulate 3 to 5 minutes of just continuous marching, so eventually build up to the fact that the time domain where you don't stop for 3 to 5 minutes. You know, break it up as needed while you pursue that goal. And there's a video showing the banded march there. And it will light up the backside. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then the calves and foam rolling stretch. Hamstring stretch, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Both of those have a video. And then cobra stretch for the abs, 1 to 2 minutes, also with a video. I hope you enjoyed the sprinting as much as any sane, rational human being can, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for a classic named CrossFit benchmark workout.